What's up, real lifers? Coming at you late here Sunday night at the Wyatt kitchen table. Got Lily Wyatt with me here today. Say hi, Lily.
Hi.
Got Freddie T here today.
Yo, yo. What's
sitting
up?
Here reminiscing on a great day, 9-9. Love being with you guys today. We're going to give you a little bit of feedback as to what some of our thoughts were, some of the things that we loved and saw today.
It's only 7:53. And you said it was late because it feels late.
I am an old man now.
I'm exhausted because we launched Real Life Sango today.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Lily?
I'm feeling tired because I ran around today with my friends.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
All of the tiredness was definitely worth it to bring the word to people. A couple things, Freddie. Just give me a good, solid, what were your thoughts on the day? Give me the...
Dude, it was our launch day, and the day was amazing. So much preparation, so much prayer, so much hard work, so much anticipation in this day. You know, we had a preview service, and that went smoothly, and... you know, I think that kind of took out some of the nerves, you know. And I think what I realized was while today symbolized so much for us, it was just a day. And we had a lot of hype. I mean, we were blowing social media up. And so there was tons of hype about today. But really, like we want to roll with hype because Jesus rose from the dead, right? That's worthy of hype. But we really want health over the long haul. And so I tried to keep that in balance of like, if you hear that background noise, that's Jack getting into the kitchen.
A little late night snack.
Late night snack. What's up? What's up, Jack, man? Yeah, so like, I think I was just trying to balance the fact that today was like a huge day for our core team, and yet it was just a day. And so we wanted to make the most of today. We wanted it to be awesome for everybody. You know, I mean, dude, we had 465 people there.
That's crazy.
What in the world? And, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. But what we do know is that there's tens of thousands of people in Clarksville that don't have a church home. And there's tens of thousands of people in Clarksville that don't have hope. And so when you think about it in those terms, 465 people is like a drop in the bucket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, tens of thousands of people that need Jesus. And at Real Life Sango today, we had 465. I mean, that's like a drop in the bucket of what I believe God wants to do in Montgomery County. But we were blown away that on our first launch Sunday, you know, we had that kind of crowd. And, you know, I mean, Alex, you've been a part of our core team. So we've had a great team of people that have just dedicated themselves to rolling up their sleeves, doing whatever it takes to give a strong launch. And I mean, more than anything, I'm like so proud of our team, you know. Everybody's worked so hard, and today was just filled with lots of joy. It was a great day.
I thought I totally agree. It's cool to see so many people come together. I mean, we've got how many in our core team?
Yeah, I mean, the core team is probably about 125. And
all those people together for one cause.
And yeah.
It's crazy how the simple thing is we're just coming together to worship our Lord and Savior.
That's right. Well, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, the reason we're planting a church is because we want to see other people come to know and worship Jesus. Lily.
Yeah.
How was your day at Real Life Sango?
I had a fun day because I got to help kids put their handprints on the white paper.
Oh, yeah?
So we had this white piece of paper. It said something on it.
Yeah?
Everybody chose different colors. They pushed their hand down. They had their own, and then they did it on the big thing. So it was really colorful, and I liked it.
Very cool. Did you get to do it yourself?
Yeah.
What colors were yours?
I did purple and green.
Yeah. So this is a tough one because I know it's late tonight and you're tired. But what was the lesson that you guys were like? What did those hands symbolize? Do you remember the Bible lesson that you guys were trying to?
Yeah. Jesus, how he made us.
Oh yeah.
Perfectly, and how he made us how he wanted to be, and he said it was perfect. And if we feel ashamed of something, we should always know that God is right there.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? You saw some of your friends today?
Yeah.
Who'd you see?
I saw Bailey, Lily, Claire, Davis, and Peyton.
Yeah. Do you have a small group in Real Life Kids?
Yeah.
I asked you that, but I actually know you do.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew you had a small group. But you know what I don't know is who was your small group leader?
And I was my substitute teacher.
Oh, that's great.
And then Mr. Tyrell, I
think. Oh, Tyrell.
Yeah.
Tyrell Gash. Do you like Tyrell?
Mm-hmm.
He's rocking the mustache right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about his mustache?
I like his beard better.
Oh, did you hear that?
Tyrell that. Don't tell him that.
Because I've never really seen him with a mustache.
Yeah, until now.
So it's strange.
Yeah, so strange. What about his tattoos? What do you think about his tattoos?
Meh.
Yeah, okay, you still... Yeah, okay. All right, there you go, Tyrell. Lily, how old are you?
9.
Okay, so if there's some other... Let's say there's some moms that have kids like your age, and they're thinking about maybe visiting Real Life Sango, but they're a little uneasy about bringing their kids and dropping them off with strangers. What would you say to that mom? What would you say to them?
I would just let them drop off and let the teachers tell them, and then I would come up and help the kids if they're nervous and show them around and show them like a friend one of my friends that I think would be good friends with them.
Yeah, well, you are the best at that, Lily. You're welcome. It comes very naturally. You build friends so well. And I know you tell me all the time it's not easy for you.
Well, it kind of isn't, but it kind of is.
Yeah, see, God has gifted you in that way to make friendships really quickly. You make people feel so good. Well, that's great. That's important for moms and dads that are considering visiting Real Life Sango, but they're nervous about bringing their kids. I think that it's good for them to hear that there's a little girl ready to meet their little girl and make them feel welcome. And that's cool. Alex, what was the best part of your day at Real Life Sango, man?
First and foremost, we have the best coffee in town.
Plum Line.
Coffee, I had it straight black. It is wonderful. Needs no creamer. The highlight for me today.
I agree, by the way. I agree on the best coffee
and the hot coffee.
Well, when it gets cold, I'll do hot coffee.
Okay.
But I love their cold brew.
Yeah.
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, their cold brew. Listen, I lived in New York City. Coffee shops everywhere. Good coffee shops everywhere. And dude, the Plum Line cold brew was the best cold brew I've ever had.
It is. It's wonderful.
Believe the hype because I'm being serious. So I'm with you.
It's good. And for one, to have cold brew, we'll end on this, but to have cold brew straight up with no creamer in it, it's hard enough.
I know a lot of people don't like iced coffee. But if you do,
drink Plum Line.
And it's free. Come on. Plum Line cold brew. What else do you love besides the coffee?
Highlight for me today was getting to rock out. Got my wife next to me in the front row, and we're just rocking out to Jesus, and just awesome. I'm an naturally introverted person, so to just be almost so loud that I can't even hear myself singing. I'm singing at the top of my lungs, letting me go.
That's good.
So much fun.
I mean,
just having fun worshiping.
Front row.
And yeah.
Have you ever sat on the front row in church before?
I have not, actually. I am generally the type to go and kind of herd towards the back and kind of sniff it out first before I get in there.
Well, you and your wife are both serving in great ways that has you sitting on the front row in real life. And you love it.
And part of that is being so welcoming. Everybody's so welcoming that I feel comfortable sitting in the front row.
Cool.
I have zero inhibitions about sitting on the front row.
I love it.
Cool feeling.
I love it.
The other thing I love, too, was just the message today, John 4 with the Samaritan woman. I identified personally right off the bat. It hit me. I could just feel a tingling sensation of, like, I am a Samaritan woman. I think most of us feel that way when we search ourselves inside.
Okay, so people are listening to this, and you've mentioned the Samaritan woman. Okay, so what in the world are you talking about?
Right, so Jesus is coming, going to, remind me of the town.
Yeah, so John chapter 4, and he was going into a town of called Sychar, mm-hmm. right, near in Samaria.
Mm-hmm. And so Jesus is a Jew, and I'll give you the layman version as me being a layman. And he is going to talk to a woman at the well. And the Samaritan woman would not be, you wouldn't think of her as a well-looked-upon woman initially.
Why?
She's been married 5 times.
So Jesus goes to talk to this woman 5 times, and you identify with that?
Yeah, kind of so, on just the fact that I have a fractured past myself, and even though we're all sinners, sometimes I think that we can kind of beat ourselves up as being, I'm the worst sinner, I've done worse things.
Yeah.
And today it was a good reminder that this living water that Jesus gives us is for everybody. Dude. It doesn't matter what you've done or your past, or that all you have to do is the simplicity of it is believe and put your faith in Jesus, which is a beautiful and also simple thing.
It's strong.
And it's just awesome to see an example of it in the Bible.
That's strong.
Somebody in the worst way even being offered the living waters from the man himself offering the living water.
Wow. That's cool, man.
Yeah. It's so, and with that, I kind of wondered how did you come up with John 4 for an opening story? Because we got 9, 9, and 9. We've been talking 9, 9, and 9 for 9 months.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, so you got to have, I mean, I know it probably took several days of thought and, hey, what am I going to open up real life with? How did you come to John 4?
Yeah. No, that's a great question. Well, there's two streams of thought in my head right now. And the first one is John 4 has always been a familiar text to me. And I've always loved the simplicity of what happens after the woman encounters Jesus. Because it's like she meets Jesus. It's kind of a brief encounter. But she's transformed. And she goes and tells other people her story. And if you read in John chapter 4, I think it's in verse 39, is where John records that many people in the town believed in Jesus because of her story. Right. And so I've always found that that snapshot from Jesus's life really fascinating. I love the simplicity of it. And but this other train of thought for me was I was actually looking at a different text. And I thought I was going to preach from a different text. And I was at coffee, having coffee with Bing Verbis one day, and we were talking about it. And Bing said something that just kind of lodged itself in my mind, and it made me go back and study the text a little more diligently, where I realized what I thought the text meant is not what it meant. So I was like getting ready, trying to prepare this sermon, thinking I was going to say this message out of this text, and then realize, oh wait, that text really doesn't mean what I thought it meant, you know? And so so I pulled back a little bit and prayed and sought the Lord. And so then when I saw John 4 and just saw how clearly it answered those questions, you know, who did Jesus come for? And why did Jesus come? He came for everyone that was thirsty for satisfaction. And He came because the Father is seeking worshipers. To me, that resonated in terms of real life Sango of like, real life Sango is for anyone and everyone that is that's thirsty, and we're planting real life Sango for the Father's glory. So it just resonated. If you know, I encourage folks definitely listen to the podcast, and it's God's word is so good, man.
Could you imagine a man coming up to you and telling you everything that you've ever done wrong, the deepest, darkest parts of your heart, and then telling you on top of all that I still love you and I want to save you and have an eternal life for you? It's just crazy out of all that. And I think it's a good testament to all of us sinners today have a hope.
Yeah, Lily, you didn't get to hear the sermon because you were in Real Life Kids.
Yeah.
But what do you think about what Alex just said?
I think that I would like to hear it next
time. Oh, the sermon? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no, Alex, yeah. It's pretty awesome that Jesus knows everything about us and loves us still. And I think that's the ache of the human heart, mm-hmm. is everybody wants to be fully known and yet fully loved. And I think we're afraid that if we're fully known, there's no way we'll be fully loved. And that's the glory of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is that Jesus knows everything about us, like he knew it about the woman at the well, and he loves us. That's good. That's a good word right there.
I kind of like to touch on to the thirst. Just speaking of my own personal experience of searching everything in this world, that, and it never quenches that thirst. It never quite gets it. Yep. But when you become saved and you put your faith in Christ, and you can wake up every day with confidence of, I am saved and I have eternal
life.
Praise
God.
And it's just an amazing feeling. It's a comfortability here on earth. It affects everything you do in your day. There's no anger over small, quibbly things that don't matter, because you know it doesn't matter.
Well, dude, you're walking with the Lord if you got no anger. I got to tell you, that's props right there. But no, you're right. Jesus transforms us from the inside out, doesn't he? His love touches our heart. And I mean, some people maybe listen to this that may be enslaved to anger today, and they needed to hear that, you know? And I'm challenged hearing you talk about it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good word.
So what do we have on deck for, if you could just give us a little bit of a teaser, if you will, for what we have looking forward to next week for Real Life Sango?
Yeah, I'm so excited to tell you what's coming next week. First thing, next Sunday night we launch Real Life Students.
Woo!
So this is 6th grade all the way up through 12th grade. And we've already have a great core of students. But this is going to be many students' first opportunity to connect with our student ministry. It really is the official launch of our student ministry. And our good friends over at Trinity Baptist Church are letting us use their space. It's just like 4 minutes from Carmel Elementary School over on 41A. So parents, write it down. Don't forget, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Real Life Students launches at Trinity Baptist Church right over on 41A. All the details are on our website. Check it out. So I'm super excited about that's happening next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we're having our very first 7-minute party.
Oh, yeah.
The 7-minute party is just that. It is a 7-minute party. And it's like, it's everybody's first step at Real Life after they attend. We want them to come to the 7-minute party. It is a fast and furious overview. It really helps people understand how they can get connected. Shares a little bit of our heartbeat. We want to give everybody a gift. Who knows? There might be cupcakes. 7-minute party happens immediately after the worship service in the worship center. And it's going to be great. And then next Sunday, I'm launching our first sermon series. It's called God and Us, Real Life Foundations. And basically, for 7 weeks, I'm going to look at these real life foundation, the foundations that Real Life Sango is built upon. So if you want to know what our church is all about, sink your teeth into this sermon series, because we're going to lay it out. It starts with the grace of God, mm-hmm. our salvation, the glory of God, our passion, the family of God, or the people of God, our family, the word of God, our map, the spirit of God, our power, And then there's a couple of more. I can't wait to preach this series, Alex. It's going to be great. So God and Us, Real Life Foundations. We're going to kick it off next week.
Nice. Well, thank you. Thank you for giving us a little outlook there.
Lily, it's almost your bedtime. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Will you do it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll catch you next time. Where are you going? You going to take a shower?
Yeah.
All right. Bath? Oh, you're going to take a bath. All right. Love you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening tonight. We will...
Alex, thank you for hosting the podcast, dude.
Yeah, of course.
This
tough
is
work,
fun.
Tough work over here. Tough
this
work.
Is fun. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe we'll do some more recaps on Sunday night.
Hopefully we can. We'll get a little bit of a groove. No promises, but hopefully we can keep some action coming towards you guys. Thank you guys for listening. And we will catch up with you guys next week. Hope to see you next Sunday. Keep it real.
Keep it Jesus.